Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz with you here on the Beaver Radio Network. Our final score, 7-1. Ohio State will get the sweep, end up scoring 12 goals against Bemidji State this weekend. A tough weekend for this Beaver squad, and they got to find a way to get some scoring. We take a look at our Hot Spring Spas of Northern Minnesota stats. We'll start with the shots on goal. Beavers actually outshot Ohio State there in that third period, 8-6. That's definitely a positive. 26-23 shots on net in favor of the Buckeyes. Or those are faceoffs, sorry. My bad. Shots on net were 38-12. Faceoff wins, 26-23 in favor of the Buckeyes. Had that number backwards. The Beavers power play 1-for-3, the Buckeyes 3-for-4, so penalty kill on both ends was not great, but Beavers faceoff battle got better in the second and third period, but again, got to find a way to score. That's been the tough thing here for the Beavers. They just haven't found any scoring this season. So that'll be the challenge for Bemidji State. We run you through our scoring. The Buckeyes scored 3 in the first period. They started at 1:46. Sloan Matthews, then Emma Peschel at 15:11. Hadley Hartmitz with her first of 2 at 17:09. It was 3-0 after one period of play. Buckeyes would tack on 3 more in the second. Jennifer Gardner at 2:51. Hadley Hartmus with her second at 9:37. And actually 2 in the second period, excuse me. The Beavers finally struck at 18:49. A power play goal by Callie Forsberg, the junior out of Devils Lake, North Dakota, with the lone Beaver goal here this weekend. Callie with her second goal of the season. The Buckeyes would leave 5-0 going into the third. Beavers would pull Abby Thompson and put in freshman Madison Fauché. Maddie would give up 2 goals to the Buckeyes. 2:36, the time of the second power play or third power play goal scored by the Buckeyes. It was Sophie Jakes from Emma Peschel and McKenna Webster. Then at the 10:50 mark, an even strength goal, Sydney Marl from Jenna Buglioni, and that made it 7-1. Taking a look at some of the individual stats here from this hockey game, the Beavers with only 12 shots on net, and Forsberg and Hendrickson, the only two Beaver skaters, shooters, with more than one shot on net. The head coach of the Beavers will be joining us here shortly. We wait for Jim Scanlon. But while we wait for coach, we take a look at what Ohio State did today. They had 3 players with 4 shots on net. Jakes, Matthews, and Hausworth. Webster and Grinder with 3 shots on net and a handful of others. There was only one player on their lines today that did not get a shot on net. That's just crazy stats. The Beavers' Abby Thompson made 22 saves, gave up 5 goals, including 2 power play goals. Madison Fauché, the freshman who came in the third, she made 9 saves, gave up 2 goals, and 1 power play goal. So those were the look at our final stats. The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us. Coach, another tough game here against this Buckeye team, but one positive to note is he finally found the back of the net, but you got to score more than just one against a team like Ohio State, don't you?
Well, it would be helpful, but thanks, Kelly. Thanks for pointing that out. It was fun to see one go in the net, and credit Callie Forsberg, who had a lot of chances all weekend to get one. So, but yep, tough. We knew they were going to be better, and they certainly were. And obviously a tough start for Abby. I think she'd like to have that third one back. Obviously, that's you get down one, you get down two. It's just it's a mountain to climb when you're struggling to score. So, but our group kept battling, kept fighting. For what they're going through, they just stuck together, and like I told them, it gives me hope. We just got to keep battling. Realize it's a journey and learn and grow. Now we got a chance to play for a trophy next weekend, and let's go out there and give it our best, see if we can win it.
Sounds like a great plan. You got a chance to see Madison Fauché. She made her debut in that third period. I thought after she kind of got past the jitters a little bit, she looked really comfortable back there, made a couple of really big saves.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, no question. I'm sure there were a lot of jitters. Going against this team, your first collegiate action in this arena. She made a huge save there, late. And so, yeah, just to get that under her belt, it'll go a long way towards the next time she plays.
Well, I'm pretty special that her mom and dad and her sister were here to see it. So.
Oh, not just her sister. It was there was about 20 of them here.
Oh, was there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I met the three of them last night. Yep. But, yeah, that's very cool.
A lot of family, yep.
And that's what it's all about. Take us through the power play and penalty kill today. I know the penalty kill has been so good for your team, and then you give up three here this afternoon. It just shows how good Ohio State's power play is, but even against some of the best power plays in the country, your team has been pretty good against them. What happened on the PK?
I can't see it. I can't say it until I watch it on film, Kelly.
Okay.
Right? So I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. This is a very talented team. Sophie Jocks is one of the best players in the country, if not the best defenseman in the country. She scored, I think, her 13th, 14th goal tonight. So you give her chances like that, she's going to put it in the back of the net. So once we look at it, Sarah's been done a really, really good job making adjustments. The group's been really good about responding to it. So, we'll take a look at it and work on it again this week and be ready for next weekend.
What will this week's practice kind of look like with a trip that you guys we're all leaving on Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah, we'll get back tomorrow, hopefully back by 3 to watch the soccer game we'll have a skate Monday. Probably won't be a real long skate, but then we got some work to do Tuesday and Wednesday, and we'll jump on the bus Wednesday afternoon and head down to the Twin Cities for an early morning flight on Thursday.
Coach, thanks so much. We'll see you on the bus and a plane and all that back to Bemidji.
Sounds good, Kelly. Thanks.
Thank you.